And there we go. Welcome, everyone. Let's get a couple of things cleared up here. There we are. Okay, well, it's Saturday night. That's not a revelation. We are not doing a live stream Sunday, so I hope everyone noticed on Subscribestar and Band yesterday when we notified everyone that we would be doing a live stream on Friday to make up for Thursday and Saturday, because Sunday night I have fire training and fire maintenance on our fire apparatus after the mill fire that we had on Thursday night. And so we have to reload hoses that we've washed and a bunch of other things that we need to get taken care of. So it's mandatory and I shall comply. Anyway, Doug, thank you for letting me know that you can see and hear me okay, and we will move right along. We're just about a minute early here tonight. I hope you all enjoy the music that I select for you. I don't get anything for plugging the source of that music, but I have for several years now enjoyed utilizing Epidemic Sound, which I think is completely appropriate in a very ironic way, that the source of our music is Epidemic Sound. It's a great site, very affordable, lots of selections from a lot of genres and moods and venues, if you will, and applications. So every few live streams I'll go through and select another 10 or 12 pieces and then scroll through those during the 45 to 30 minutes leading up to airtime. So I hope you enjoy that. I enjoy it. So there we go. Tonight, this live stream is entitled The New Normal. Now, that's a very common sort of meme all to itself that's been going on since probably late 2020, when it really began to gain some traction in the common culture. Well, we're not going to talk about the mainstream narrative's version of the new normal, other than to say that tonight I would like to stay big picture, speak in general terms on a variety of areas in our life in which technology is revolutionizing the way that we live, our everyday walk of life. In the last live stream, I was introducing to you the new driver's license. So we are seeing across the country the real ID version, which you have to have in order to fly domestically across the United States from state to state and across the nation. And then the enhanced ID, again, a driver's license, but acts in the way of a passport that you can travel without a passport by ground or air or whatever to Canada or Mexico. Remember way back when they were talking about the new American Union, the North American Union. That goes back about 25 years ago. The new American Union, that was to consist of Canada, the United States proper, and all of Mexico. It's pretty much that way already. So anyway, that plays into it. But the big takeaway from the last live stream, which was last night, was that this was going to lead, it's quite obvious, it's an easy expectation, this is going to lead to not just a biometric, not just a fingerprint, not just the facial recognition, not just a birth certificate, but you have to show proof of your identity by way of your DNA, and more specifically, your modified DNA as a result of receiving even the very first injection of the so-called vaccines, the genetic modifiers for SARS-CoV-2. Let me close this window. It's much cooler here in New Hampshire, thank the Lord, and the humidity has dropped considerably, so it's much more pleasant right now. Just parenthetically, we are expecting here, Kathleen and myself, we took a short drive over to a farm just over the state line. We're on the border of Vermont and New Hampshire. We went to Vermont to a very nice family-owned farm. It's an open to the public farm. You know, they have their food, their wares open to the public for sale in their retail store, so to speak. It's part of a barn, but just a very large operation, but very, very friendly to the public and nice people. And for example, the onions are the size of a cantaloupe, and they're perfectly round and perfectly white. I've never seen onions like that. It was just phenomenal. So we bought some fresh produce from them and had a little drive through the Vermont countryside for a few hours, and then we came back home, and we were talking about how it appeared across the farmland and both our area and just over the border, and it very much looks and feels like we are about to start fall already. So we are expecting, at least here in our locale, an early winter and a long winter and probably a very cold winter. But that's okay. We enjoy the fall. To us, the fall is our favorite time of the year. Everything is in full bloom. Everything is being harvested. The weather's starting to cool down. We're getting some relief from the summer. And it's just a really nice time of the year around here. And then north of us, just not more than an hour north of us, there is a highway that is called the Kangamangas Highway. And this is where people from all over, literally photographers and whatnot, from all over the United States and even from other countries across the pond from Europe, photographers in particular will travel to the Kangamangas Highway, which winds through the White Mountains, because that is in the fall, of course, when the leaves are turning. And the Northeast, especially New England, is very well known for the fall colors. And locally, the locals here refer to the tourists that come in for the fall colors as leaf peepers. Leaf peepers. So they enjoy the tourist traffic because it brings the dollars to the area, but there's sort of a tongue-in-cheek about it as well. We enjoy that time of the year with all the color, and we're already seeing the first hints of the leaves beginning to change. We have two maple trees here that you've probably seen in some of the pictures that Kathleen has posted of the rabbits and Chance, and we have a rabbit hutch that is between the two maple trees, and those leaves are sort of our barometer. They're sort of our litmus test as to when fall is really here. So we'll be updating you on that. Anyway, the new normal has to do with, of course, artificial intelligence, the new economy, the interfaces between our bodies and computers, brain-machine interface, BMI, or more recently it has been referred to as brain-computer interface, BCI. So I have about 6 pages of brief notes that I'm going to go through here with you tonight on a variety of topics, economic, technological, body chemistry, brain chemistry, nothing technical, just giving you a larger picture perspective. And I think this makes it a little more tangible, relatable, rather than going into a deep dive tonight, but relatable of things that we have spoken of so often over the last couple of years. And now with AI especially, having achieved, at least in the public declarations, achieved a very high level of sophistication. That really the world is on the cusp, is on the precipice, is at the tipping point where everything changes in life. Certainly from the DNA, because as I've been repeating in the last several live streams, it's always been about the DNA and it's about the DNA today. But the changes to the new normal are that change in DNA of those that are vaccinated. And then all of the new normal within Homo Novus. You see, here's an interesting thing, and this is what Kathleen was sharing with me as we were taking our drive today. Again, we share with you, we sit down to lunch, we sit down to dinner, we have our conversations, and we share those conversations with you. Now we're out driving around the countryside, and we're discussing these things, and we're sharing it with you again. I hope it's useful. That's the bottom line. We hope it's all useful. But she was saying, Satan's in a pickle. Satan's in a pickle. He says to God, I'm going to change your creation at the DNA level, and everything else about the humans will be a new normal, a new race of beings, a Homo Novus, the new man. God says, really? I'm not speaking for God, but I'm being here as a role player. He says, really? Okay, Satan. You do that, but guess what? Now you're in charge. Now they're yours. Now it's your new race of beings, your new man. I created man. Now you're going to change what I've done. Now you're responsible for keeping them alive. Satan has to scramble. Because as you well know, he can tweak the DNA, RNA, change the proteins, as we've been talking about, predict the shaping of proteins from amino acids, sequences of amino acids. As we talked about with AlphaFold2, you can get in there and you can mess around with the body chemistry. But Satan, you do not know the full implications, ramifications, side effects that result from your modifications. You see, as we share with you deeper and deeper into these peer-reviewed papers, and the complexity continues to compound for you and for us. It reveals the complexity of God's design. The complexity is beyond what science has revealed. And science readily admits in these peer-reviewed papers that they don't know everything that is going to happen with their changes. Whether you're talking genetic or you're just talking about bringing in therapeutics that treat neurological disorders, whatever it may be, science is always at a loss. But they're bringing in an AI, Satan specifically, okay? AI is not of God's spirit, AI is of Satan's spirit. That's the source, therefore, that's the spirit of AI. AI, now in the form of a transformer, which we published in the August edition of Entangled Magazine, which is the AI of DeepMind's AlphaFold2 for predicting the shape of a protein based upon the sequence of its amino acids. Transformer is the name of an AI system that you will hear us speak more about as we go forward in these live streams. Transformer's a big deal. It's not just protein prediction. This form of AI, which is a predictive AI, and you know the source of prediction, it is the forbidden art of geomancy, divination. Strictly forbidden. This is forbidden knowledge. Therefore, we know that this is from Satan because of these fruits. Transforming the human body, the systems of the human body, beginning with DNA. Satan does not understand the full ramifications of the modifications that he brings forth through his minions. But he's responsible for maintaining those humans in the form of Homo novus that he determines he will keep alive. Remember, this is a creation of not only Homo novus, a new race of beings, but a new class system. This is the feudal system. This is the serf class of humanity. Now, Satan doesn't need every one of the individual Homo novus. He only intends to keep a very, very small number of Homo novus alive to serve his purposes. The rest, according to his plan, is to kill off the remainder of humanity, eventually even killing off Homo novus, because originally Homo novus came from God, and Satan hates everything of God, including God himself. Now, from a big picture perspective, what does this tell you? What is this an indicator of? This plan to reduce the population, to then enslave a serf class, but then only for a short period of time, eventually doing away with all of humanity. If that is the goal, what does that tell you? What does that indicate to you? What is your expectation? Well, we look to Scripture for the answer. This is an indicator. Our expectation, our prayers and pleadings for the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to cut short the days lest no man survive. That tells us the plan of Satan. In the meantime, however long that time frame is, Satan's responsible for Homo novus. This brings us again to what Kathleen has pointed out to us in live streams regarding the foods, regarding the medications, regarding the system's support of Homo novus, because they cannot eat the foods that you and I eat. They must eat the synthetic foods, the genetically modified foods, the laboratory synthesized from scratch foods that match up to the new normal of their internal biology. So when you hear about Bill Gates investing in synthetic foods, in synthesizing meats, synthesizing proteins, growing synthetic foods, encouraging people to eat bugs as a new normal, that's all for Homo novus. Bill Gates and the others are nothing more than minions serving their Lord, the Antichrist. This tells us from big picture how close we are to the revealing of the identity of the Antichrist. It tells us we are in the days of tribulation. Thus, it is all about to change radically. And from the AI perspective, those changes, for the most part, when we're talking about the human body, we're talking about the new normal for people, this is driven by the Transformer AI. This is why we shared it with you in this month's magazine. So I'd encourage you to do your own research, your own examination of Transformer. Transformer was what is known as a large language translator. It was a predictor. There's another language program called GTP. Let me look at my notes. GTP3. Let's see. Make sure I get it correct. That's closely associated. It's a close cousin to AlphaFold 2. It's not as powerful, but it is very similar. Yeah. George Boy Tom, GBT. George Boy Tom -3. These are known as a large language translator. They are still for today. And Google's Palm AI program is for predicting the words in a sentence. So this is the auto-completion type. This is the very simple explanation, but a very simple AI auto-completion of a sentence example. Going from there, you can use GBT3 or Palm for actually constructing a piece of music, composing, writing an article, composing and authoring a book. So it's not just prediction, but it's authorship. There's also voice, or I should say text-to-image AI that is closely related to this, where you can type out the description of an image, and then this is transformed into the image that you type out, that you describe. Voice-to-text-to-image as well. Speak it into existence. Does that sound scripturally familiar? God spoke everything into existence? Again, as I emphasized last night in the live stream, all Satan has is God's plan, God's original design, God's output, his product, you and I, the world. That's all Satan has to work with. So he'll tinker with it, he'll manipulate it, he'll create his version of a new normal. But obviously, it will never achieve the level of exactitude as a copy. It's a counterfeit of the original. So let's go to our scripture for this evening. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. Therefore, since you have been raised with Christ, strive for the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Remember, we're separate from the world. We are separate from Satan. We are separate from Homo Novus. We are separate from the new normal of the world. We are hidden with Christ in God. Take that and run with it. Remember, we've said for several months now that supernaturally, we expect supernaturally, as the Holy Spirit is increasing our knowledge, understanding what's going on in the world, understanding the evil that is afoot and all of its mechanisms. That's being shared with you and being shared with us through the Holy Spirit. We realize that as these systems, this new normal advances, it causes that continued separation of the wheat and the tares. It separates us from Homo Novus and the world at large. Thus, we are now the exiles in the desert, but we will be provided for supernaturally, and we will be supernaturally hidden. I have said that it is my prayer and Kathleen's prayer that supernaturally we will not be detectable by the world. We will be hidden from the world. We will be invisible to the world. 10,000 will fall by our side. The chariots of fire of God's angels are arrayed in front of us and protecting us from the enemy that's in front of us. That the enemy is struck blind and cannot see us. Here it is, verse 3. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. That's pretty literal. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Pardon me. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. He's returning. Cutting short the days. We will be with him in glory. We will be transformed. We will be in new glorified bodies. We don't know exactly how that is constructed, what it looks like, but we will be new with him. So obviously we have to be protected, and we will be supernaturally. Meanwhile, Homo Novus runs around saying, oh, it's the new normal. We're getting vaccinated every 3 to 4 months. We're about to get a microneedle array patch with the final solution, and we're going to be protected from all of these flus, all of these colds, influenzas, whatever. By the way, before I forget this, completely off topic to a degree, I really appreciated this in band just before we went live tonight. Antonio, I'm calling out just your first name, not your last one. Antonio, good evening, family. This plane's fuel never ends. God bless everyone. I appreciate you saying that. Patch Airlines, for new people here, is what he's referring to. We don't run out of fuel here. By the grace of God, the increase in knowledge is the fuel for this aircraft, for all of you on Patch Airlines. The fuel, the knowledge, it never ends. It only increases. So I appreciate that, Antonio. That was a great comment. Let me get back to my notes here. So, I want to share, before I dive into this, something I'd like you to keep it in the back of your mind as I'm rolling through my notes. I'm going to borrow a little bit from my past career as a paramedic. And in my latter years of my career, I was fortunate enough to be a teacher for EMTs and paramedics. One of the things that I tried to impress in explaining for our purposes, which was emergency medicine, was for critical interventions. And we worked in a high call volume area, high crime area, which was Oakland, California. We would run on average 18 calls every 24 hours, and we really didn't sleep. But anyway, we ran a call just about every hour. And what I strive to impress upon EMTs and paramedics were 2 points. One is the brain is a chemical computer. In fact, the entire body operates by way of chemistry. But we were focused on the brain. We were talking about street drugs. We're talking about pharmaceutical drugs, prescription. And of course, we deal with overdoses and all of that stuff. So the brain is a chemical computer. So we were looking at the effects of different drugs, specifically on the brain. The other thing that I stressed was that the body has its own built-in compensatory mechanisms to compensate, whether it's trauma because of blunt force trauma, penetrating trauma, vehicle accidents, whether it is internal trauma because of a cardiac issue, whether it was a chemical imbalance in the body. And I always stress, and I know we have medical professionals here, from doctors to nurses to nurse practitioners to naturopaths to chiropractors to paramedics, nurses, as I said, paramedics and EMTs and firefighters, because you guys communicate that to us. We have a sense of who we're speaking to. So you can appreciate it when I say the body has its own built-in compensatory mechanisms. That's by God's design. This is what Satan, with the new normal, is messing with. He's changing the bodily functions, the actions, the chemistry, the compensatory mechanisms, so he's always going to be in a process of scrambling to try to sustain Homo Novus. Because those beautifully complex compensatory mechanisms that God created are beyond the understanding of Satan, and certainly beyond the understanding of his minions in modern science. So the second point I would stress in talking about the brain is a chemical computer and compensatory mechanisms in general is that when the body is traumatized, no matter what the mechanism, no matter the etiology, I stress to them the first thing you want to do in treating your patient is oxygen. You know, the ABCs, any of you that have taken first aid, airway, breathing, circulation. Airway means you've got to open the airway. You've got to make sure there's a patent airway. And then you've got to make sure that the patient can breathe. You may need to use airway adjuncts, but make sure the patient is exchanging oxygen for CO2. Then make sure that the heart is beating and that there's adequate circulation. Sounds pretty basic, very intuitive. But I was stressing the chemistry of oxygen. That applying high flow O2 at 15 liters per minute by a non-rebreather or by a bag valve mask, you know, the guys that squeeze the bag and it's got a mask and they've got an O2 line running to it, okay? Raising the saturation of oxygen in the blood to 100% saturation level. What that does is give the body's built-in compensatory mechanisms every opportunity to compensate, to rectify the situation. If you're talking cardiac, or you're talking a respiratory problem, or you're talking about a person who's unconscious because of a drug overdose, or they're bleeding out. Everything is oxygen-based. This gives the body an opportunity to recover and then to begin to repair. It's incredibly complex what the body can do. And it's a miracle what the body can do. But we have to support it. Let me just share one example. Recently here in the local area, we have, during the season, we have a racetrack in town. It's just a little small dirt track oval. And the guys get out there with their dirt track racing cars and go, you know, running around. Well, one of the race drivers following his event suffered a cardiac event, a crisis. He had a heart attack in the pits. So there was an ambulance on standby, of course, with two EMTs. They don't have paramedics hardly anywhere around here. Very few paramedics. I mean, maybe 6 in 100 mile radius kind of thing. So two EMTs, and then I was with two other firefighters and we were on standby. So we went to aid this individual and we got to the patient. I got personally to the patient first before the EMTs were able to move their ambulance through the pits and get to where the patient was. Well, long story short, the senior EMT, an advanced EMT, had a cardiac monitor and was totally tunnel visioned on getting that monitor's leads attached to the patient's chest. What did this advanced, I stress advanced, EMT forget? ABCs. Oxygen. The man is conscious. He's pale, cool, diaphoretic, gray and ashen, has a weak, thready radial pulse, and is bending over, clutching his chest. I mean, this is classic. We rolled up, I was with the fire chief. I said to the chief, I said, just looking out the windshield, before we even stopped, I said, that man's near death right now. That's how critical he was. So I'm assessing the patient. EMT comes up, advanced EMT, with the monitor and is trying to put the monitor on. I'm delivering report. I'm finding out because I was talking to the wife while I'm examining the patient. She's giving me medical history. This is his first cardiac, no known history, no known meds for cardiac. This was a crisis, first time crisis. This EMT, I don't think, even heard what I was saying. So we maneuvered things so we could get the patient onto the stretcher and into the back of the ambulance. In the back of the ambulance, the EMT is still focused on trying to get the monitor on this guy's wet chest. Diaphoresis is sweating. Still, no oxygen's being applied to this patient. Nasal cannula or non-rebreather or otherwise. I kept saying quietly to the chief, he needs oxygen. He's going to die right in front of us. And he was politely saying, do you need our help? You see, there's a little dance you have to do here because we're not the medical people. We're firefighters. After the third attempt, we were told, no, we don't need your help. We backed off. As they were pulling out, going to the hospital, I'm looking through the back window of the ambulance. There's still no oxygen being delivered to this patient. Now, he did survive. They got him to the hospital. It's a 20-minute drive. How he survived, I don't know. I assume that at some point they finally put oxygen on this man. But it didn't help his heart tissue. Every moment that goes by without 100% O2 being delivered to the patient increases the amount of ischemia, the amount of scar tissue that develops in the heart muscle. So they didn't help his survivability nor his long-term outcome by denying him that oxygen for that length of time. such as the state of medicine in New Hampshire. I hope to change that to the limited degree that I can. Anyway, our focus is on the body's ability to compensate. Homo novus is destroying that compensatory mechanism. Homo novus is not going to survive very long. I mentioned yesterday that we're already seeing in the local community people that we've known for the couple of years plus that we've been here. We see the dramatic changes in their personality to the negative already. And that's going to continue. I know from the fire service, from listening to the radio for our local area of several towns all across the region, I can hear the calls going out, and it is young people with cardiac, with strokes, and so forth and so on. Can I directly attribute this to COVID, to the vaccines? Yes and no. Here's their sales pitch. Sales pitch, not necessarily are they saying vaccine, and we're going to try to get away from that a little bit here tonight in our discussion, but talking about AI, talking specifically about brain-machine interface, brain-computer interface. This new normal they want to sell. The normal being, hey, you can download information into your brain. You can receive guidance from a computer. They pitch it as saying, and think of the intelligence gifted, the high IQ. The 1% of the population with extreme IQs. Okay? This is what they are pitching as the new normal with respect to AI being literally connected, interfacing with the human brain, but also all of the cells in the human body. Something that we've been presenting for quite some time here. Now it's beginning to rise to the surface in the mainstream narrative. So the pitch is, would you like to have the IQ of the 1%? I'm not talking about the super rich, the elite, all that 1%. I'm talking about the 1% of the population with the highest IQ. Would you not want to have the equivalent IQ? Another sales pitch. Would you like to avoid going to school? Would you rather sit in a classroom for years on end and at great expense and acquire an education, a degree, advanced degrees, qualifications for employment? Education as we know it is over. Just reading from my notes. Remember, we've heard over the years, the end of the world as we have known it. Modify that slightly to education as we have known it is over. You don't need to go to school, is the sales pitch. You can have an implant. See, they're not selling it through the route, through the vehicle of the vaccination, although you know that that is the route of the interface being delivered to the human body. The mainstream narrative isn't ready to bring that up to the surface. They're bringing it to Joe Bag of Donuts, saying you can get an education without going to school. All you need to do is allow an interface to be applied to your body or introduced into your body. There is a device back in 2018 that was surgically implanted alongside the spine. Now, of course, this was for people who had brain disorders, neurological disorders, musculoskeletal disorders, paralysis, etc., that were being experimented on with their consent. This was in 2018 from Synchron Corporation. They had what they called a Stentrode, brain-computer interface, and simply thinking the words to create a sentence, to take thoughts and put them into text format on a computer screen, the individual who allows this Stentrode to be surgically implanted alongside the spine allowed signals to travel both directions through the spinal column, which is the nervous system, the spinal cord, to and from the brain, and then output the signal to a receiving computer. Not spoken, certainly not typed, just thinking it. That was in 2018. We've all become familiar with Elon Musk and his Neuralink with a computer-controlled robot implanting through the skull antennas that are placed not in neurons but within a group, an assembly of neurons, an antenna numbering somewhere around 100 in the brain that then send and receive signals from those groupings of neurons to a computer. Nothing new for this audience. But what they're trying to pitch is this notion, again, of convenience. Remember, problem, reaction, solution. The solution is convenient. So they're pitching it saying, this would be great. You don't have to go to school. You can raise your IQ. And now, from another individual that you've all heard us mention many times, Yuval Noah Harari. And he's putting forth the idea of happiness through chemistry. Raising your happiness quotient through chemistry. This also obviously can be done through a computer, but doing this in conjunction. This is disrupting the body's chemistry. You know, with the example of a cardiac event, certainly a cardiac arrest, what we would do as paramedics with our drugs were to try to normalize the pH of the blood that is being delivered to the heart muscle, as we would call it, to reduce the irritability of the heart muscle, to try to normalize the heart rhythm. What we were working on were calcium ion channels in the heart muscle, in the electrical conductive pathways of the heart muscle, because obviously an electrical impulse must be delivered to a muscle so that it will contract. And then when that signal is interrupted, the muscle can relax. In the case of the heart, it can refill with blood. And then another electrical signal causes contraction. There's obviously a rhythm to this. That electrical pathway conductive rhythm is driven by chemistry. And those pathways are known as calcium ion channels. So you have an SA node, and then it travels to the AV node, and then to the base of the ventricles at the Purkinje fibers. Okay, so you have atria that are contracting, and then you have the ventricles contracting. It's all chemical, and it's very sensitive to pH. When a person suffers a heart attack, the blood chemistry in the heart specifically, but it's true with the rest of the body as well as the brain, moves to the acid end of the pH spectrum. Becomes very acidic, acidosis, chemoacidosis. So we would, in the early days as a paramedic, we would administer bicarb, sodium bicarb, an ampule, we'd slam it. The thinking back then was to radically and rapidly adjust the pH. We can do that differently now. But it stresses the point. The body's built-in compensatory mechanisms are very sensitive to chemistry. And that begins with pH. So when Harari, who I view openly, I have declared and view, he is demonically possessed. He is a purely evil individual. So when he talks about raising your happiness quotient through chemistry, the first thing as I was reading this today, I was pulling together from a variety of sources this information. Having grown up in the 60s, happiness through chemistry sounded very familiar to what the mantra was in the 60s. It was all about chemistry. It was all about marijuana and LSD. Then it became cocaine, and then it became crack cocaine and heroin. There was heroin in the 60s. Very evil when you start talking about creating a sense of happiness in an individual through chemistry. Well, how does that chemistry happen? It's driven by AI. AI monitoring. See, this is the new normal. When we talk about an interface at the cellular and specifically the neuron level, this is AI monitoring your chemistry. Your brain is a chemical computer. Your body has compensatory mechanisms based upon chemistry. So we look at things like not just the pH, but we look at your proteins, your enzymes, your hormones. We look at your sugars. We look at your salt. When I say we, I'm talking about the AI that Homo Novus in the new normal is plugged into. And so the body is being surveilled. And this is what Harari was talking about. And this is what Schwabe from WEF, and this is what even the WHO, of course, has been talking about, and that is external and internal surveillance of the human body by AI. So if everything is being surveilled, being monitored, then what happens? If there's monitoring, there's control, there's manipulation. So now, in rather than the body's built-in compensatory mechanisms, when something appears to AI that needs to be compensated for, AI will determine that mechanism and will deliver that mechanism, will deliver the chemistry. So let's go to the happiness quotient. If AI says, hey, you're not happy enough, you're depressed, that interface Causes, remember, we've talked about for a couple of years now, it is not a delivery from outside the body to the body of chemicals, of chemistry. The body has now been converted. Remember we said yesterday, we reminded you about Moderna's declaration that we have delivered to you an operating system. That means that the pharmaceutical companies are converting the manufacturing of chemicals from outside the body to inside the body, so that then the body is caused to produce whatever it is, proteins, enzymes, amino acids, hormones, produce sugars, produce salts. Remember potassium, okay? The body can, as long as it's receiving nutrients, which will be GMO foods, synthetic meats, synthetic proteins, all of the Homo Novus foods, Homo Novus will be consuming. Therefore, in the body, these levels can be compensated for. So if AI says, you don't have enough dopamine, you're depressed. You don't have enough release of endorphins, you're depressed. And that's affecting your ability to work because you are a serf and you must work as a slave. And because you're not happy enough, you need to be happier. Remember, you will own nothing and be happy for it. So your happiness quotient needs to be elevated, according to Harari, so that you don't notice that you don't own anything anymore. That there is an issue because you don't have private ownership of any property. You don't have any money. So this segues over to another aspect in the new normal, and that is money itself. And no, I'm not talking cryptocurrency in that whole discussion. I'm talking about universal basic income, the UBI. You see, you will own nothing and be happy for it. But we will give you a universal basic income every month, and you will be happy for receiving that. Now, yes, that will be a cryptocurrency, but the other way that it is sold to Homo Novus, to Joe Bag of Donuts, is credits. Now, any of you that are familiar with science fiction, the movies, the books, for years, 50 years or more, science fiction writers have been talking about societies, even in Star Trek, in which people have a certain number of credits. And they can go and they can purchase using their credits, whatever it is. This is what they're pushing right now in this tipping point into the new normal. We're at the precipice. We're on the edge of this. Those credits will be in the form of cryptocurrency. They've used the word tokens. Any of you that are familiar with all this cryptocurrency discussion, tokens. Remember the infamous brain-computer interface patent awarded, a worldwide patent awarded to Microsoft, and the number is W060606, and that illustrated in a diagram a human that was connected at, by way of an interface to a computer, delivered a task by the computer to the brain of the human. The human performed the task, submitted its proof of work, which is all cryptocurrency language, proof of work back to the computer, a verifier software, again, cryptocurrency language, a verifier verified that the task was correctly performed by the human serf and then deposited into the digital wallet. A credit was a token, a universal basic income. You see, people, the serf class, Homo Novus, will still have to work. They're not going to be laying on the beach, but this is the sales pitch. You will be freed up. Remember the sentient world simulation in your avatar that can be reproduced 100 times. Your avatar, what they're talking about now, are actual robots that will be doing your work. In the digital realm, your avatar will do work. In the physical realm, your robots will do your work, freeing you up in the sales pitch to be creative, to spend more time with friends and family, to go to the beach, to travel, to enjoy life in the new utopia. That's how they're pitching it. But you know the spirit behind all this. The spirit behind the sales pitch is the liar himself. Therefore, you apply the patch 180 to their sales pitches. Apply the 180 to anything that Harari says, Schwab says, or any of the other minions, including Gates, because they are speaking the words of the liar whom they are under the control of. They are possessed by the liar, if you will, the spirit of the Antichrist already. This is to induce within Homo Novus, who cannot think properly now because their DNA is continually being changed. Homo Novus cannot think critically, cannot think independently, cannot make rational choices and decisions. So they hear these sales pitches, beginning with AI and brain-computer interface, brain-machine interface. And they say all these wonderful, glorious things, and I have a few more things to share with you. But as they pitch this idea of high IQ, happiness, you don't have to go to school. And in fact, you don't have to have a job because you're going to receive a universal basic income. And you can do what humans do best. You can be creative, innovative, inventive. Really? Who's monitoring your body and your brain? Who's surveilling you internally and externally? It's not a who, it's a what. It's AI. And this takes us back to what I consider, of the multitudes of types of AI out there, the most insidious at this point, in this frame of discussion of the new normal, specifically of Homo Novus, is Transformer AI. That is touted by DeepMind, which is owned by Google and its parent company Alphabet. That's why it's AlphaFold 2, the software program that predicts the structure of a protein. You see, they're drilling down to the basic building blocks of the body, amino acids. And the sequence of amino acids determines the protein, the shape of the protein, and the shape determines its functionality and its intercompatibility with other proteins and therefore more complex actions in the body. This is where the built-in compensatory mechanisms of the body originate from, in the proteins, the actions of the proteins. The refolding of the proteins that determine, the folds determine the action of an individual protein and its compatibility and interoperability. Okay? Interoperability. That's in computers, that's in communications, and that is in chemistry. Biochemistry. Interoperability. This is where Moderna got the "We have delivered to you an operating system." It's from molecular biology itself, the interoperability of proteins. So when the body needs to compensate, it expresses from the genes, from the DNA. Remember, DNA transcribes to RNA, RNA is translated, meaning the nucleic acids of RNA is translated into amino acids, which in a sequence form a protein. It's always been about the DNA. So the DNA, RNA, protein is designed for the need, combining with other proteins to meet the need, to compensate for the need, and the body delivers that. This is what they are manipulating through AI when the body is interfacing with a computer-driven AI to then get the body to compensate. But this is artificial compensation. This is not the intricacies of God's compensation. It His compensatory mechanisms. These are compensations driven internally by a AI system transformer that is an approximation. When you talk about predicting a protein, it at best is an approximation of the original protein. When the best you can do as a computer driving the chemistry of the body is to arrive at a good enough solution. Remember our discussions about quantum computing? The answers, by their own statements in quantum computing, those solutions they declare as only good enough, as approximations at best. The solutions derived through quantum computing are never declared by the scientists as absolutely correct, only approximations. This is a, at the highest level of AI, a quantum computing driven interface system. So you have compensatory mechanisms that are approximations that are only good enough for the new race of humans, for the new man, for Homo novus. It's good enough to sustain. Why do you hear for years now the word sustainability? It's good enough to sustain. We're not talking thriving. We're not talking about improving. We're not talking about advancing the human race in its physiology, in its longevity. We are talking about sustaining. Sustaining means approximation, means good enough. Good enough to serve in a sustainable surf class. Let that sink in. A sustainable surf class of Homo novus. That is the new normal. I'm going through my notes, just giving you a break, just giving you a pause to let you, some of this sink in. But UBI, the Universal Basic Income, I wrote this down. This is also described as equitable distribution of credits as money. This, in many countries, has already been rolled out in the form of pilot programs, UBI. Along with the word sustainability, especially coming out of Schwabe's mouth and his other minions from WEF, but also the WHO, we've been hearing the word equitable. Equitable standard of living. Equitable access to a sustainable higher standard of living. That's from the WEF. From the WHO is equitable access to healthcare, specifically the vaccines. This is also equitable distribution of credits as income. That's right out of the WEF. Equitable defined by who? Not the World Health Organization, but whom? Determined by a computer. Now, many of the scenarios are sold, the sales pitches are put out, and they reference computers. Those are classical computers, as in the patent for Microsoft supercomputers. And as we've shown for you the discussions in the papers of biosensors and biocomputing from internally in the body interfacing in the papers, in the patents, the word supercomputers. Those are all classical. But appreciate the complexity of the body. Its built-in compensatory mechanisms is such that the complexity must be administered in this interface at a quantum computer level of artificial intelligence. Thus, we are talking artificial general intelligence. A broad-based, high-level application of AI. See, most AI is designed and programmed and is labeled as narrow AI. Isn't that funny? We walk the narrow path with the Lord. Narrow AI, very specific in its programming and its function, its attention. In artificial general intelligence, it's a broad path. Again, from Scripture. Broad application, broad attention span to a multitude of inputs and interfaces, needs, applications. That broad AGI is what Transformer is tipping humanity into. Transformer AI is taking humans into the direct realm of prediction by AI in all applications of biology, not just proteins. Predictive models of chemistry, predictive models of thought processes, the neurons, predicting the thoughts of a person, predicting thus the behavior and the actions of a human, because the brain is a chemical computer. Therefore, when you can predict the chemical activity through Transformer AI, driven by artificial intelligence, not classical computers at this level, due to the complexity, determine predictively modeling the chemical actions within the human brain, then enables the ability to predict the electrical impulses and what pathways through the complex of neurons, the synaptic junctions, the chemistry of the neurotransmitters at the synaptic gaps. All of that is chemistry. You predict that through Transformer AI, you are then able to predict the brain activity, thus the thoughts and the behavior and the actions of Homo Novus. This is why we presented this month Transformer to you, because it's not just predicting the structure of a protein and its inherent folding of the protein. We're taking you beyond that and showing you that this is about predicting the actions of a person. If you want to put it in a more simplistic fashion, it is predicting the thoughts, predicting the, excuse me, predicting the thoughts of a person. Well, it's not hard to predict if you are monitoring, you're surveilling internally and externally the chemistry of the body. But let's go back to education. There is no education system. That information, call it knowledge, that information is delivered to a person's brain. Therefore, how hard is it to predict what that person's brain will do? You're controlling the brain. You're reading the mind, but it's not hard to read because you're sending the thoughts to that mind. You are sending the electrical impulses into those neurons. You are dictating the electrical activity of the neurons themselves. You are dictating the chemistry of the brain, the computer brain. This is the insidious part that they don't put in the sales pitch of the brain-computer interface. The interface determines the actions of the brain. It determines what a person thinks. There will be no utopia. There will be no creativity. There will be no inventiveness. There will be no enjoyment of spending time with friends and family at the beach. This is a slave class, plain and simple. There is nothing benevolent that can come out of Satan. There is no truth, no honest statement that can come out of Satan. And all of what we've talked about in this technology that begins with the DNA is forbidden knowledge. We know that because we know the fruits of that knowledge. Equitable distribution of credits as money. Oh yeah. You see, the Great Reset, how that sales pitch very briefly is being worked out is, hey, all your debts will be forgiven. We had this conversation with Kathleen's mother and her stepdad when they were up here just recently. You see, the pitch is, all your debts are forgiven. That's the new normal. But what is not included in the sales pitch is the 180 of that. We talk about blockchain, which is a distributed ledger. Well, okay, let's look at a ledger. A ledger consists of assets and liabilities. Well, if your liabilities are forgiven, what about your assets? Because it's a ledger. Remember, it's a blockchain infrastructure of the beast system. The ledger has two sides. So your liabilities are forgiven. What about your assets? Schwabi had the answer for you already. You will own nothing and be happy for it. All of your assets are gone. You see, it's a zero sum total at the bottom line of the ledger. Zero assets, zero liabilities. But all Homo Novus is going to hear, because remember, it's about the DNA. Their brain is not thinking rationally. Their chemistry is being changed. The chemical computer is not operating rationally. All they hear and where their thinking stops at is, hey, party time, celebrate in the streets. It's like Mardi Gras day, as I was saying to my in-laws. Let's celebrate. We don't have any debts. Well, guess what, morons? You don't own anything. You don't have any assets. You don't own your house. But those that are pitching it will never say that. And those that are hearing it, the tickling of their ears, they have itchy ears, the tickling of their ears from Scripture is, oh, the debts are forgiven. And that's as far as the brain activity goes. But you know the rest of the story. They say jobs are for robots. That's the new normal. You don't have to work. You have a universal basic income. You don't need to work. Well, UBI is socialism, but at a sustainable level of serfdom. Go back and read about feudalistic society. Go back and read about the serfs. They owned nothing. The king owned it. But they were happy for it. Why? Because they could grow enough to sustain themselves. And anything above what was needed for sustainable life had to be given to the king and his court of minions in the form of taxes. So your cabbage was your tax payment. Your beets, your carrots, your rutabagas, your milk, your meats, your cows, your steer, your sheep, your goats. That's how you paid your taxes as a serf. We're right back there, folks. That's the new normal. The new humanoid robots will be given Transformers AI large language models. They will speak. They will think as an approximation of a human, through Transformer AI. That's the name of the AI, Transformer. This is why it's so insidious. Everybody says, oh, it successfully predicted the shape of a protein. Well, hold on. It was a protein that was very simple. And what it was compared to was some model, some image taken from laboratory processes that approximated, not to exactitude, but produced an approximate image of a protein from X-ray crystallography, a protein that was stopped in its process of folding and rendered to the status of an inert crystal so that X-rays, hard X-rays, could infer the shape of the protein as it's frozen in time, because proteins are always morphing, they're always changing, but they crystallize the protein, bombarded it with X-rays, or in nuclear magnetic imaging process, another process, they approximated the shape of the protein and then used that as their gold standard to then take the predicted model from AI Transformer Alpha 2 and overlaid the two images and then graded it and said, oh, it's about 90% correct. There we are, right back at approximation. That's of a very, very simple protein. And in fact, the protein is not allowed to continue to fold. It's frozen. So it's not even an accurate model of the protein. It's an approximation of the protein that, using very fuzzy laboratory instruments, produced a very fuzzy image. And then they compared it and threw their hands up and said, hey, it's 90% there. It's good enough. We'll use that. And that's what they're using, not only for more complex proteins, but now applying that to all of the systems of the body, modeling the body in Transformer AI. Because Transformer AI can be applied to language, to images, to facial recognition, to... Take a deep breath. To identifying someone by their DNA, by their biometric signature. Transformer AI is what is going to identify, to separate the wheat from the tares, to determine who is vaccinated for your enhanced ID. I think I've covered my notes. You are in a very unique position. Spiritually, intellectually, you are able to see through the new normal. You're very easily able to look when they present, oh, this is the new normal. And whatever venue that is, whether it's going to a sports event, going to the grocery store, traveling across state lines, borders of countries, the new normal. What's the new normal for flying? What's the new normal for international travel? You can flip it around 180 degrees and realize that new normal is restricting, as I mentioned last night, restricting here in the United States, our Constitution, the pursuit of happiness, liberty, and life. Comes right out of the Constitution. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You think Harari really wants you to be happy? You flip it around and you see the source of all this. Therefore, you understand the implications of all this. You're not deluded. And you have the knowledge, and the knowledge is power. It is the power to defeat the enemy spiritually and intellectually. And the greatest power that you have is prayer. You are hidden by God. You are protected by God. As we said in last night's live stream, you are a new creation through salvation. Your DNA was returned to its original design. Homo novus has a new design of DNA, and that is driving the new normal. This is driving the interface. So let me end on this note here. We're going to end again a little bit early tonight. This new normal, defined by the interface, takes in the environment in totality. It is sensing the environment. Those of you that are familiar with the virtual reality, which generates a digital environment, a digital reality, you also understand that there is an augmented reality. So if you are wearing Google Glass glasses, or you're wearing the goggles, and you are able to, not the virtual reality goggles, but Google Glass example, where you can see the analog world, the normal world, but over your eyesight, over your vision, information is displayed. That's augmented. Images are displayed. That's augmented reality. The environment through AI at this level, at the quantum computing level, is sensing the normal environment around Homo novus, and then translating that transforming that information and delivering it directly by interface into the brain. Okay. If there's a sales pitch for that, it's spun in a benevolent way, saying, oh, you can look around the environment and everything is labeled, as in an augmented reality. You already know everything in this environment. You could walk into an entirely new environment and everything is labeled. Every name, every species, every chemical composition, all of that information about that environment, the real environment, the analog, is delivered directly by computer into your brain. Now that's how they will sell the interface. Oh wow, that's great. Hey, I can go everywhere and know everything about what is going on in my environment. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to learn about it. The computer will tell me. The AI will tell me. It's raising my IQ, and I'm happy about that because it's raising my happiness quotient, my equivalency, as it's known, my happiness equivalency. See, that's a counterfeit. That's a copy. It's only equivalent as it's sold, the happiness part. What Homo Novus is completely incapable of realizing is that that environment, through the interface, that data, that sensing of the environment is being delivered into the brain, but AI is only delivering to the brain that information that AI determines that that individual Homo Novus should receive. It's filtered. It's censored information. The output from the AI is only the information that that serf is entitled, according to the AI, entitled to know. Again, I'll translate it even further, even deeper. Homo Novus does not realize that the new normal is actually a prison. The interface is providing the bars to the prison cell. It is inescapable. Homo Novus does not even realize it's a prison. Therefore, does not attempt to break out of that new normal. This is why the phrase new normal has been delivered to humanity over and over in the mainstream narrative, so that subconsciously it's implanted and it is accepted as the new normal. We're at that tipping point. Humanity is at that precipice. The majority of humanity is already Homo Novus. This, again, is an indicator as to how close we are to the Antichrist being revealed. To promote this prison of saying, AI will tell your brain all that you need to know. That need is quantified by AI. AI will tell you all that you need to know about your environment. Oh, you know the names of all the plants and the animals in the kingdom in that environment. That's how it's sold. And you didn't have to go to school. Sounds great. Sounds wonderful. And it's very convenient. So, this sales pitch of the new normal, how about those people that have refused the vaccine up to this point, but they are not saved? Their DNA is not protected. Their mind is not protected. They are not hidden by God, as Colossians 3 told us. They are subject to the enticement and the inducement of the sales pitch. Remember, Satan's a very clever salesman. He's got the plaid coat on, and the white tie, and the white shoes, and the white leather belt. He's a very clever little salesman. He's an insignificant little golem, as Kathleen likes to describe him. But those that have refused the vaccine, under the Antichrist, they will be subject to the inducement of the sales pitch from the salesman. And they will succumb because they're not hidden by God. But let's take it a step further. Scripture tells us that even the elect could be deceived into taking the mark of the beast. Even the elect. So Scripture tells us, many chapters of the Bible repeat the same thing. We have to be on watch. We have to be on guard. We have to pay attention. We have to know the ways of our enemy. And that's what we've been trying to share with you all these years. Knowing the ways of the enemy so that even the elect would not fall prey to the sales pitch, to the deception, to the lies, to the coercion, to the pressures. We are admonished, even in Colossians, to separate from the world, to push back against the world. We are not so naive to realize and understand this is very difficult on all of these levels, very difficult to push back against taking the mark of the beast. And that pressure will only continue to increase. But we are focused, again, Colossians, we are focused on the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We know He's coming back. We know He's coming back very soon. And we know He's cutting short the days for us. And we know that we will receive our new glorified bodies. That is to provide us the ability to see clearly the end point to these last days, to see what manifests at the end of the narrow path. God tells us in His own word, and God never lies. Satan does. Satan is incapable of saying even one word, one syllable that is truthful. Same holds for all of his minions. This is why we use the patch 180 to their statements. That reveals the truth. The truth is in Scripture. Dive into it. Gain your knowledge. And receive your encouragement directly from the Word. And engage the most powerful weapon system on the planet. That is prayer with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The new normal for you and I is when Jesus Christ returns, eliminates all evil in the world, burns the elements themselves, and delivers to us in our glorified bodies the new world. That is the new normal. God bless you all, and good night.